Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about Shen. When am I chayiv if my animal eats something? And where does he have to eat it in order for me to be chayiv? So we've already mentioned the pasuk several times in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Beis, pasuk Dalet, Veshulach Es V'irai Ovir B'stei Acher. Chazal Dashen Ovir means Shen. My animal strolls into my chaver's field and eats up his peres, I have to pay nezek shalom. Do I always pay nezek shalom? Let's see our Mishnah. Ketzer Hashem Mu'edes. In what way does my behemoth eat something where it is considered shen that is a muyet that pays nezek shalom? And for the Mishnah, lecholas aroyla. I'm chayiv and shen when my behemoth eats something that he normally eats, and he's eating it for the intent of eating. Not that he's trying to destroy something. He's not angry. He's just hungry. This behemoth knows him nothing. He strolls into my friend's field. He sees food that he usually eats, so he helps himself. It's my fault. I should have made sure he doesn't go into that person's field. Now, if the behemoth ate something which is not roila, which is not fit for an animal to eat, it's not the norm for the animal to eat this, even if his intent was to eat it, it would not be shen that pays nezek shalom. The Mishnah continues, Ha behemoth mu'edes, a behemoth is considered a mu'ed, lechol peres v'yirakas, fruits and vegetables, that's normal for an animal to eat. But let's say my behemoth strolled into someone else's field and he ate a steak, or ichvei, it's a plate of spaghetti, if it's not normal for the animal to eat it, then I, the owner of the animal, will not pay nezek shalom. Now, as we explained earlier, it's lav dafka if the behemoth eats. Anything the behemoth does for its own hana, like scratching against a wall, if it has an itch, as long as it did it for its own pleasure, that's called shen, and I would pay nezek shalom. The Gemara actually explains that the Tanna is referring to two types of shen over here. When the Mishnah says, Ketzer Hashem Mu'edes, and the Mishnah answers, Lechol Es HaRoila, we're talking about shen of a chaya. I had a chaya, and my chaya ate something. In the Sefer, where it says, a behema mu'edes, Lechol Peres V'Yirakas, we're talking about a behema. Now, shen of behema is learned from the pasuk of a shilach es v'ira, like we explained. Shen of chaya is actually learned from a drasha, a different drasha, that the Gemara darshens from a pasuk. Things that the Gemara darshens from a pasuk are considered chaviv, and they're listed first. Right? Torah that you learn, well, it's not so easy to learn. You have to work hard to figure it out. That has a special chashivas. That's why the chaya comes before the behemah. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Ach l'ksus aikelim. If the behemah chewed up clothes or aikeli, in other words, it ate something which obviously is not royal, even though he mamish ate it and swallowed it, but it's not shen. That would be Karen, because this is not a normal thing for an animal to do, and therefore Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, like any Karen. Some say there's a Chumra over here. If it's Karen, it would be Chayiv even in the Rishus HaRabin. Now, it's not only what the animal eats, it also depends on where the animal is eating it. Vamed Var Mamurim, when do we say that one is Chayiv Aniske Hashem when he eats it? The Rishus HaNizek. The Chayiv or the Behemah entered my friend's Rishus. Rishus of the Nizek. Nizek means the victim. And over there he ate or drank. Avol, but if he ate it, Birishos Harabim Potter, then I am Potter. Like the Pasik says, Ubir Bisnei Acher. One is only Chayiv and Shen when the damage is done, Birishos HaNizik. Zokta b'de Mishnah Vayter. It doesn't mean that if my animal ate Peres in Birishos Harabim, I don't have to give anything. Im Nehenes, if the behemah had Hanoah from what he ate, that's to exclude he ate something which, let's say, is hurtful for the behemah. Let's say the behemoth ate oranges. He has a lot of hanoah from it. Now, the balabas gains by this. I don't have to give my animal supper now. He already had his oranges. So, mishalim, I have to pay mashenahenis. There's a rule where one person has hanoah and the other person loses out, I have to compensate for it. I had hanoah in your cheshbin, I have to pay you. So it's not fair that I get away with having to feed my animal and my poor friend, who may have made a mistake, he left his papers in the Rishus HaRabim, he gets nothing, so therefore I'm going to pay him. I'm not going to pay him for the value of the oranges, but I'm going to pay him what I gained. Some say this means, let's say I normally feed my animal straw, so I'll pay him whatever the straw would have cost me. Some say, no, I have to pay a little bit more than straw. I would have to pay the value of cheap barley, even though normally I don't feed my animal cheap barley, but if I would get barley for cheap, I would feed my animal that food because it's better for the animal. So we say, look, you don't have to pay for the oranges because it wasn't the Rishus HaRabim, but at least give him that amount. Now the Mishnah is going to be more specific in detail as to explain what's called Rishus HaNizik. Ketzat Mishali Mashenahens. where exactly did the behemoth eat from, where I say he only pays mashana hennis? Now, this is the way they used to set things up. You had the rishus harab. That's where the animals walk back and forth. Just like today, you have cars going back and forth. The rishus harab is called v'rechayv, or, as our Mishnah refers to it, v'rechava. Then you have the stores. Of course, inside the store is mamash rishus hayachid. But there's an area in front of the store. It's not mamash on level ground with the rishus harab, with the main rishus harab. It's a little higher or lower. And the store owners used to put their wares out, like fruit stores or different discount stores. Sometimes, you know, they set up tables. They put things outside, in front of the store. It's not mamish drishas harabim, but on the other hand, it's not mamish drishas hayachim. Zakta Mishnah, achla mitocha rechava. The animal is walking down the center of the street, which is called the rechava. And standing over there in the drishas harabim, he ate peiros. Whether he ate peiros that was laying in the middle of the street, where of course he's potter, but the Mishnah is really telling us a bigger chiddush. Even if the animal craned its neck and ate from peiros that were on the side of the rishus harabim, not mamish in the store, in front of the store, but it's not mamish the rishus harabim either. It's where the store owner puts his things. The din is mashalim ashen hennis. I, the owner of the animal, only pays the amount of hana. Because the owner of the store should have realized animals are walking down the main street. And of course, they're going to turn and they're going to stick their necks out to eat. That's considered as if he ate it in the rishus harabim. However, mitzidei harachava. Tzidei harachava means the side of the main street. Not in the store, but in front of the store. If the behemoth left the main street, walked off to the side of the street, where behemoths usually don't go, and again, the owner is allowed to put his payers there, and the owner positioned the payers in such a way where had this behemoth stayed where it was supposed to, in the center of the street, he could have never reached it. But now the behemoth walked off the middle of the street, he took a step down or a step up, he's walking in front of the stores, so this is not a rishus harab. Over here, mishalem mashazika, I have to pay nezek shalem. I'm going to taina, but he only ate from in front of the store, not from in the store. Doesn't the Torah say, ubir b'stei acher, only in my friend's field? And the answer is, this is called your friend's field. Because it's the responsibility of the owner of the pears to position the pears in such a way that the animal walking down the main street cannot reach it even if he bends or cranes his neck. And over here, the animal from the main street could have not eaten the pears. It's only because the animal walked off onto a little bit of the side. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, another example of this is mipesach hachanus. At night, they used to close the doors of the shops with special boards. They're called trisei chanuyas. By day, they took these boards off, and they used them as platforms to be able to put their schayra on. If the behemoth stood in the middle of the street, turned its neck and ate off these platforms, mishalei mashenehenes, the balabas of the behemoth only pays the amount of hana. Because the behemoth was standing in the rishus harabim. You're putting your stuff on the platform, Mr. Store Owner? You have to realize behemoths are walking here on the main street. However, mitoy chachanus, let's say the behemoth craned its neck, and somehow he was able to extend his neck in a very unusual way, and he was able to get his mouth into the shop itself, not just the wares that were in front of the store, into the shop. That's mamish rishus hanizik, mashalom mashazika. Then I have to pay nezik shalom. That's Shen Bereshus HaNizik, even though my behemoth is standing in the Reshus HaRab. So basically, we'll chaz over the last part of the Mishnah first, because that's what we just learned. We're talking about what's called the Reshus HaNizik. We know my animal eats in someone else's field, I have to pay the value of that thing that he ate. If he ate oranges, I have to pay oranges. If he eats in the Reshus HaRab, I just pay what I gain by not having to feed the animal supper. If the animal eats mamish from the Reshus HaNizik, even if he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and I have to pay the full damages. So if my animal is standing in the Rishus HaRabim and sticks his head into the store, I have to pay full damages. That's Ubir B'Steyachar. If the animal ate from fruits that were laying in the Rishus HaRabim, of course, I only pay what he had to know. The Shaila is, what if the payers were laying in like something which is not Mamish Rishus HaRabim and not Mamish the Rishus HaYachar? It's not Mamish Rishus HaYachar because it's in front of the store. It's not Mamish the Rishus HaRabim because it's an area which is called Tzidei Rechav. It's off to the side of the main street. A little bit higher, a little bit lower, step up or step down. So here we say that if my behemoth stood in the Rishus HaRabim, craned its neck and ate from there, I only pay Mashenehens. Because you shouldn't have put your payers there. You realize behemoths walk down the main street. And if they can reach it, that's like putting your payers in the main street. But if my behema walked off the main path into the tzidei harechava and then ate, then I would have to pay mashazik. That's in as much as where the animal has to eat, what the animal has to eat. So we explained, Hashem is only a muyad lechel es haroila. For example, in the case of a behema, a chaya eats meat. But in the case of a behema, if he ate meat, I wouldn't be chayiv, because he normally doesn't eat this. So if I have a chaya, I would be chayiv if he ate something that he normally eats for his own pleasure. If I have a behema, I would be chayiv if the behema ate something that he normally eats. Like peiros hayirakos. If, let's say, he chewed up someone's clothes or kalem, even if he swallowed it. That's not shen. I only pay, under those circumstances, chatzi nezek, because when an animal does something that it normally doesn't do, then it has din of keren with the first times, you only pay chatzi nezek.